I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, August 5th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors holding special meeting on withdrawing Measure H. Pastorville City Council approves Highway 46 undercrossing feasibility study. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmetal Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a special meeting this afternoon starting at 5 p.m. The meeting's one agenda item is a recommendation by staff to withdraw the placement of a tax ordinance on the November 2026 ballot. Slocog adopted the ordinance on June 3rd to request the Board of Supervisors call for a special election to place the ordinance on the ballot. The Board of Supervisors approved a resolution to place the measure on the ballot on June 16th. However, today at 9 a.m., Slocog will be holding a regular meeting with an added item as an addendum. The item calls for the withdrawal of Measure H. Information as to why will be shared at the Slocog meeting. Should Slocog vote to approve removing Measure H, the Board of Supervisors will be required to withdraw the measure as long as it falls before August 12th. The County Board of Supervisors also voted to adopt an ordinance yesterday reducing the cannabis business tax rate. The rate automatically increased to 8% July 1st. This will continue to remain in effect in October. Starting October 1st, the reduced rate will go to 6%. Because of this timing, all cannabis transactions occurring in July, August, and September will be subject to the 8% rate and remitted accordingly. Pastorville City Council approves full scope of Highway 46 undercrossing feasibility study. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cave. Your all news time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The City of Paso Robles will move forward with a feasibility study for an undercrossing at Highway 46 East. Much of the council's discussion and disagreement last night focused on the scope of the feasibility study. The full study will determine the cost and potential impacts of undercrossings and bridges at Airport Road, Union Road, and Guerrero Creek. Councilmembers Gregory and Mayor Hammond asked staff if they could consolidate their efforts on determining the feasibility of the Union Road undercrossing, believing the other two options to be unlikely or too costly. Staff, however, said they would still likely need to do these feasibility studies to get Caltrans approval.
When we pick a route, whichever one, and we have to do the environmental analysis under CEQA, one of the questions Caltrans and the CEQA document is going to come back and ask us is, did you look at other alternatives? And if we haven't done that research now, we will stop and do it then. So it will make your CEQA process longer, and you'll have to pay for those studies in the future.
The City Council narrowly approved the study last night in a 3-2 vote, with Councilmembers Gregory and Mayor John Hammond dissenting. Paso Robles Fire and Police Departments will celebrate the opening of the new Paso Robles Public Safety Training Center next week on Friday, August 14th, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. The new facility is located at 2924 Union Road and represents a significant investment in the safety, preparedness, and resilience of the community. It will provide emergency safety professionals a dedicated place to train, learn, and work together, according to Fire Chief Jonathan Stornetta. Funding for the center was generated through support and investment of the Paso Robles community through Measure J20 and a $500,000 federal community project grant. The ceremony for the Public Safety Center will include a formal ribbon cutting, recognition of the individuals and organizations who helped make the project whole, and guided tours of the new facility following the ceremony. Representative Jimmy Panetta will join the Cambria CSD in holding a press conference Thursday, August 6th at 11 a.m. The press conference will announce over $900,000 in federal funding for the Cambria Fire Department to support the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine. The new frontline engine will strengthen the emergency response and safety for Cambria's approximately 5,500 residents and the many visitors who travel to the community each year. This new fire engine will include essential firefighting equipment, extrication tools, self-contained breathing apparatus units, hoses, radios, and more. The sole provider of emergency services within the district, the Cambria CSD responds to fires, medical emergencies, rescues, and natural disasters, while having limited access to mutual aid and evacuation routes. The press conference will be held at Cambria Fire Station, 2850 Burton Drive. PG&E will be entering its third year of utilizing a new drone system to assist in detecting issues before any outage occurs, making inspections safer, more reliable, and cost-effective. The drones use infrared and UV technology to pinpoint hot spots on a system, which often indicate damage that cannot be seen by the naked eye. Drones can cover 3 to 5 miles worth of poles and power lines every day and give inspectors a bird's-eye view of any potential damage or wear and tear. Drone flights happen only during daylight hours and during favorable weather conditions. If you see a drone and pilot near a power line and would like to ask questions, PG&E advises waiting for the drone to safely land before approaching. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Diamondbacks 9-4, the Reds over the Athletics 5-4, the Orioles beat the Angels 3-1, the Rangers over the Giants 5-4, the Cubs beat the Dodgers 5-1, the Yankees shut out the Cardinals 2-0. Tonight, the Padres will face the Diamondbacks, the Giants will go against the Rangers, the Athletics will face the Reds, the Dodgers will go against the Cubs, the Angels will face the Orioles, the Yankees will go against the Cardinals. In California news, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office arrested an armed California man last weekend who was seen surveilling President Donald Trump's golf course in Rancho Palos Verdes. 38-year-old Janine John Taley was reported as a suspicious individual on Sunday, seen taking photographs and videos of the golf grounds located in coastal town of south of Los Angeles. After sheriff's deputies detained Taley, they found a loaded magazine in his pocket and a loaded pistol in his car. Los Angeles County fire officials reported on Tuesday that the 2025 Eaton fire was caused by sparks from an idle transmission tower owned by Southern California Edison. The fire scorched 22 square miles and killed 19 people. A 46-year-old man from Lompoc was arrested earlier this week, suspected of contacting minors through online casting calls and filmmaking projects for inappropriate conduct. 46-year-old Shane Ryan Gledhill is believed to have dozens of victims from his exploits, potentially spanning back 25 years. Charges include child molestation, rape, forcible sexual assault, contacting a minor with the intent to commit a sexual offense, and more. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Cape, your all news time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, hey, folks, it looks like the average value of U.S. cropland has climbed above $6,000 an acre for the very first time, underscoring, they say, the resilience of farmland prices despite weaker farm income and tighter profit margins. New data compiled by USDA's National Ag Statistics Service shows average cropland values reached just over $6,000 an acre this year, extending a multi-year trend of rising land prices. Now, the USDA has reported that farmland values have continued to appreciate since 2021, driven by limited land available for sale, strong farm balance sheets, and investor demand. The milestone comes even as lower commodity prices and higher production costs have pressured producer returns. Now, economists caution, though, that higher interest rates and continued pressure on crop profitability could slow future appreciation, although farmland remains one of the agriculture's strongest performing assets. As the saying goes, they're not making any more of it.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication. Or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Despite the two deaths in connection to an outbreak of cyclospora cases in Michigan linked to iceberg lettuce, health experts in California say that the state's produce remains safe to eat and are urging people to do so. Ryan Jacobson, head of the Fresno County Farm Bureau, said, quote, California for almost two decades has been operating under the Leafy Greens marketing agreement. That's where the industry stepped up and was arguably more proactive than any federal or state regulation. And they came up with protocols on the food safety side of things. The agreement was set up after the 2007 E. coli outbreak, which linked fresh spinach that sickened 200 people in California, three of whom died. Jacobson said ongoing consumer concerns have hit local farms, with fields going unharvested because of a drop in market demand. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday. Upper 90s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, low 90s on Monday, upper 80s on Tuesday, 86 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRO News Time is 621.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Though job growth continued to hold up early this summer, payroll processing company ADP says the trend slowed in July, with only 44,000 new positions created by private employers in the month, down from a revised 95,000 the month before. The number is fewer than expected. Though natural resources and mining hiring declined, along with transportation and utilities and leisure and hospitality, construction, manufacturing, education and health services, financial activities, information and professional and business services employment rose. The ADP report is not considered a preview of the monthly employment report, which comes out on Friday. Walt Disney shares are up about 3% after a stronger than expected quarter helped by theme park attendance in Toy Story 5. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the case has reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset.
Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. That way over in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Boom, 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 boom. Ah, buckaroos. Scamp walker time again. Yeah, I'm trying to slide one by you once more. Don't matter how you do it. They say just do it like you know it. And I've been down this road once or twice before.
Hey, 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 hey.
The pieces wherever they fall. Letting it roll, letting the high times carry low. Just living my life, easy come, easy go.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All right, loaded up this afternoon. Karen will be in on sound off. She'll have on the continuing saga of Gaia Powell, discuss her election fraud case and lawsuits. And then also there'll be talk about the city council's discussion on building the undercrossing. Not the city council will not be building it, but you understand that, the 46. And then Mr. Chuck Bell, this is very timely. We'll be talking about the meeting tonight on the SLOCOG, the Measure H, the sales tax for the road work. Talking about getting it off the ballot. So, again, timely this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL, which, by the way, that meeting, Chris, you said what time is that? 5:30 or 5?
5 for the Board of Supervisors. It's 9 a.m. for SLOCOG.
Okay. It'll be interesting for the Board of Supervisors to listen in and hear Bruce Gibson admonish people for not wanting this.
Wait, hang on. Correction. I saw 5 p.m. That's 2 5 p.m. So, no, the meeting starts, according to the county's website, at 11:30 a.m.
Okay.
My fault.
All right. No, all right. It happens once in a while. Anyway, I'm sure we're going to get a lecture from Brucey on the importance and so forth of having this tax. However, remember, and I hope somebody brings it up if he does this at the meeting, say, Brucey, you guys changed the priorities for the county budget a couple of years ago when you got control of the board. At one point, the roads were number one. And from memory, you and little Jimmy and I think the drunk moved it down to number 6. So why don't you just reprioritize after you give us a lecture this afternoon or this morning? Anyway, just a little something to think about and anticipate from Cousin Brucey. Cousin Brucey. All right, let's see here. Some more things. Well, all right, here we go. Well, Chris, this is not the yearbook issue because that's going away, right?
Ideally, we haven't heard about it in a bit, but since you brought it up.
Right, and I don't think we even heard the results of this investigation on that. Maybe, I don't know, we can't keep track of everything, but here we go, folks. Got another one. All right, this is on the email. Kevin, Senior Center. All right, here. CAPSLO is basically a county-run organization with a huge budget and is funded in many ways, federal, state, and local. The budget is over $120 million. The city of Paso Robles does not want anything to do with it. But how much will they give Capslo? And what about anticipated funding cuts from the feds and the state? What would happen? So we give up local control again. This is just another example of expanding government. It won't be good. Okay, as I mentioned a couple times yesterday, they just took over August 1st. And they'll have full control, I think, in about another 10 days or so. So I guess the best thing to do is to see what happens. See what happens. Okay, now this is on the text. Capslo, in my opinion, through the years, I've come to believe is nothing but a cancer. A lot of women doing feel-good stuff with grants from wherever they can get the money, period. Capslo now can get bigger grants. Well, if that's true, then they can expand. Capslo did interview a couple of people, and there were reasons they didn't retain at least one of them. Okay. By the way, is my understanding that the senior center in Atascadero is it run by volunteers strictly? I'm sure people in Atascadero you know would know. I don't know how. I know that the senior center in Paso Robles is used by quite a few people. Quite a few people, and they offer a lot of programs. Obviously, I'm not sure about the one in Atascadero. So, if anybody knows, as a just a, I guess, curiosity or a comparison on the usage and the money, et cetera, and yeah, and how much does the city of Paso Robles contribute? Will they contribute to Capslo on this? All right, so when on the email, when the person mentioned about the budget of Capslo, the total approximate annual agency-wide operating budget for the Community Action Partner in Capslo is $120,634,259. Approximately 90% of the agency's revenue comes from federal, state, and local government programs, including the United States Department of Health and Human Services, Agriculture, and Energy, alongside the state of California and local city county governments. Now, specific budget program budgets, individual programs operate with separate allocations. For instance, the Prado Homeless down there in San Luis Obispo that operates on an annual budget of about $5.3 million, and Regional Head Start, that's child care initiative, spans separate multi-million dollar federal and state grants. So that's a lot of money and a lot of things they do. Quite a few things that they do. So here is, and this popped into my head when Chris was doing the story about the, what was it, the fire station over there in Cambria?
To getting a grant for a new Type 1 fire engine.
Okay, so here is my question. Why do, well, I know part of this, but I'm just, again, throwing it out there for discussion. Why do cities rely so much on getting grants? Well, Kevin, you're an idiot. It's because the money is there. I understand that. Maybe I'm simplifying this, or simply I don't understand. Why aren't things such as the new apparatus for the Alhambra, why isn't this planned for by the city itself? We want new this, we want new that. We're going to get a grant. It sounds great. It's not free money. It's from taxpayers. So why aren't we budgeting for the necessities and planning for changes that happen? Equipment wears out. Technology changes at a rapid pace, by the way. So, according to that, budgets just fall short. They can't afford it, so they have to rely on either county, state, or federal funding. I don't know when this started to become prevalent. Maybe 15 or 20 years. I don't know. But wouldn't it be nice if the particularly the federal government, and said, you know what, rest of the United States, you got to figure out how to run your cities. You need to balance your budgets, plan for it, et cetera, et cetera. We're not buying new police cars anymore. We're not, Kevin, public safety. No. Don't we need to plan for that and not rely on grants? Because grants come with strings. Grants come with strings. Well, if we don't get the money, somebody else will. I've always liked that attitude. I'm being facetious because it's like, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, why? What do you care if a camera or if you have surveillance? I think that's partly the height of ignorance. So, anyway, just something to throw out there. By the way, you can rest assured that again, Chris did the story on PG&E on these drones. And they specifically say here, PG&E says these drones are only looking at company electrical assets and will not look at other things like houses and backyards. That's comforting to know. They're not going to be looking at you while you're sunbathing in your backyard or doing God knows what else. So just be aware of it, though, that if you see something, it's a drone from not supposedly PG&E, but I don't know what others. So, okay. And then you have when you talk about the drones and PG&E letting us know that they won't be snooping on us in our backyards, which is very nice of them. That's very, very good. So the drone situation, with more of them being used, again, we've kind of hit on this a few times this week, has to do with privacy and trust. Okay. So trusting government-used drones depends, you know, on quite a few things. And it's very individual. It's, in other words, how do you weigh your security and your privacy? And agencies use them for vital public safety. I don't think anybody can argue that. And however, there are concerns over the collection of the information, particularly from foreign-made hardware, and a lack of strict uniform aerial surveillance laws. I don't know why this has not been addressed, but according to this, legal frameworks governing domestic aerial surveillance remain in a gray area, leaving few explicit constitutional boundaries specifically tailored to persistent drone tracking. Now, civil liberty groups argue that local and federal agencies often lack, here's my favorite word, transparent rules on how long aerial video, thermal imaging, or sensor data is stored, and who's responsible for it. There is concern about the misuse, and according to, without independent audits and public oversight, communities worry about the leaking of the information to general citizen surveillance to whomever may use this for whatever reasons. So is it a situation where, yeah, we have technology and can do some good with it, but are we ready to be able to handle what some ramifications could be? I think part of this comes down to how much do you trust government? Or maybe that's too big a term, some of the people that work in government. Remember I said there is a story coming out on some leaked information here in the county of someone's private information. And from what I'm being informed is that the situation, the people who are responsible don't seem to be too concerned about looking into it. In other words, they're going to be putting on the burden on the individual whose private information was somehow given out. These are the same people that talk about transparency. They don't want to find out or look into how this happened, but they want to tell us in other instances that they have, you know, want the public to know complete transparency. They are so full of it that there is not enough shovels or boots in the world to hide, to clean up what comes out of their mouths. Anyway, again, this may come to the forefront here soon. So anyway, so some security audits have found that malicious codes or activity spying in certain widely used commercial models, and it does occur, but to the extent there is not a lot of tracking of it. So in many instances, you don't know if, you know, somebody's doing this and getting all the information or taking pictures of you in your backyard or anything like that. So we will see. But again, with technology, there comes a lot of advances and nice things. But also, there are just bad people in the world with bad intentions. I don't know how much you can try to regulate that or minimize it. That's a very difficult question. I mean, we're having this battle in some areas, obviously with AI as well. So those are just a couple of things. Also, what else? I thought that, oh, here it is. Let me see. On the text, I could be wrong, but I think Cumbria was still borrowing Paso Robles' surplus fire engine. I don't know. I remember something vaguely about that, but thanks for reminding us. Also on the text, I told my wife the pre-trivia question for Chris asked, what percentage of men would remarry their wife? The answer was 80%. I told her I would be part of the 80%. She said to me, what? She said to me, not of I had met all of your family first.
I think the of was a typo when he meant if. Not if I had met all your family first.
Well, that begs the question, a question and also a conversation you must have, and it depends on each individual. Or how often, look, I'm just, again, this is just an assumption that not everybody who marries or whatever, they're going to get along, vice versa, of your significant all their family members. I don't think it's humanly possible. Chris, do you?
Very, very small possibility. But it shouldn't be expected.
Okay, let's see here. I had I had six aunts and uncles. They all had kids. Now, I like the kids. I liked all of them. But do you think you're going to like all your aunts and uncles?
I guess not.
No.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. You can be on a team with, you know, whatever team. You go through the preseason workouts and, you know, depending on the sport, most sports probably, they're brutal. And there is that bond for life. However, it doesn't mean you like every single teammate, does it? The answer is no. So it's not possible in the family. But it's a conversation that needs to be had, I think, with couples before you get married. Okay. You know, you say, well, family comes first. Well, family comes first, you're going to have problems. I mean, I think it's best to realize that you, even if, I know this. My sister's difficult. Okay. Does that?
You think she's listening right now?
No, she's in the Carolinas, or no, I don't know. They live in Carolinas and Connecticut, probably in Connecticut this time of year. Anyway, we don't talk anyway, so it doesn't matter. But does that mean that because you marry in, that if you don't like my sister, that our relationship is over? No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. So. But it is something to consider once in a while on the closeness of the people. All right, another text. I think it's wrong for Paso Robles Police Department to let the community service officers fly drones on a whim around our city. I don't know that I didn't know that they do it on a whim. I'm assuming that they have reasons for it, maybe in certain areas. So anyway, there you go. There you go. All right. Now, Chris, get ready on that one. The trivia question from yesterday.
Yes. Are we going to do the inverse today?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in North County. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a special meeting this afternoon starting at 11:30 a.m. The meeting's one agenda item is a recommendation by staff to withdraw the placement of Measure H, the half-cent sales tax brought forward by SLOCOG for the November ballot. SLOCOG will be holding a meeting this morning at 9 to determine whether they want to withdraw the ballot, and the county must follow their actions per elections code. Representative Jimmy Panetta will join the Cambria CSD in holding a press conference on Thursday at 11 a.m. The press conference will announce over $900,000 in federal funding for the fire departments for the purchase of a Type 1 fire engine. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump has warned Iran it has one more chance to make a deal or else face severe military consequences. Tells Fox's Trace Gallagher what he wants to see Iran do during these discussions.
The only thing that matters is action, and they want to make a deal. We'll see what happens. If they don't make a deal, it's going to be too bad.
The president predicting a deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz could come as early as today. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche clearing a key hurdle to ultimately win Senate confirmation for the AG role full-time.
Todd Blanche needed all 12 Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee to advance his nomination to the full Senate floor. Those Republicans came through for him.
Fox's David Spunt. Overnight, Russian missile and drone strikes on Kyiv and its surrounding region have killed at least 15 people and wounded 42 others. America is listening to Fox News.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
All righty, it's coming up this Saturday. It is the big winding of the summer, the 27th annual Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers Cook-Off, taking place at the Event Center. You'll enjoy lots of wine, beer, and amazing food, music, and a little dancing if you wish. Also, they have the fun competition between the winemakers and brewers. It's a one-of-a-kind event, and 100% of the profits go to an endowment which awards scholarships to local graduating high school seniors this year. $100,000 was awarded. So, for tickets and additional information, by the way, they do have designated driver tickets. You can go to winemakerscookoff.com. All righty, folks, as we move along here at 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL, and it is time for sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Tuesday, the first full slate of action after the trade deadline. Tarek Skubal struck out 6 in his Dodgers debut, but he took the loss as the Cubs beat LA 5-1 at Wrigley Field. Nico Horner had the go-ahead hit off him.
Yeah, he's a great pitcher. You know, it's he's going to throw strikes, so you can't be too patient, but also there's nothing he throws that really gets hit hard, so it creates a bit of a challenge for us hitters.
Dansby Swanson took Skubal deep. That's 5 losses in a row for the champs. New Rays catcher Liam Hicks hit a grand slam as Tampa Bay topped the Rockies 9-7 in 11 innings. Philly shut out the Nationals 5-0. Jesus Luzardo with most of the heavy lifting over 8 innings in the combined 5-hitter. Newest fill, Luis Arraez, had 2 hits and 2 RBIs. The Nats have lost 7 in a row. Braves beat the Marlins 4-2 for their 6th straight win. 6 in a row for the Red Sox as they ripped the White Sox 14-2. Caleb Durbin with a grand slam. Rangers snapped a 6-game slide with a 5-4 win over the Giants. Ezekiel Duran's 4th RBI of the night came on a game-ending book rule double. Red shaded the A's 5-4, scoring the tying and winning runs on wild pitches in the 8th inning. That's 6 straight L's for the A's. Shutouts for the Tigers and Yankees, wins for the Royals, Padres, Astros, Orioles, Mets, and Brewers, and the first preseason college football poll is out. The coaches survey has Ohio State at the top of the pile with 38 of 72 first-place votes. Defending champion Indiana had the second most number one votes with 14, but only placed 6th overall behind Oregon, Georgia, Texas, and Notre Dame. The college season kicks off August 29th. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. Just about 8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. All right, here we go. Low 90s today with mostly sunny conditions. Overnight lows with clear skies in the mid-50s, and then for your Thursday, we'll be more towards the mid-90s. All right, so we're warming up a little bit. On Friday, mid to upper 90s, same on Saturday, mid-90s Sunday, low 90s Monday, upper 80s Tuesday, mid-80s Wednesday, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6:15 a.m., 8:04 p.m. We are at 52. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Moving right along here at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot,
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and suppliers with all the apparel you will need. All right, check it in to see if there's any critters out there and about and get them where they need to be. And that's home sweet home, safe and sound, doing your job, helping your friends and neighbors, even strangers. All right, let's see here. As I'm looking, there is nothing to report on the World Famous Pet Alert, so just thought I'd let you know that. But if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. That's the best way to go on the reception part there. All right, Mr. Garcia, here we go.
I am ready.
All right. Yesterday it was 80% of the guys say, if I had to do it all over again, I'd still marry the same little woman. Okay. You came close on that one. You came close. Here is the other side of it. What percentage of American women would say they would marry the same man?
I do believe this is lower. I think that was hinted at yesterday. Considerably lower. However, that's not a knock to the women. So,
well, maybe not.
I'm going to say 50% down the middle.
You would be right on the nose.
Ooh, how close was I?
Yeah, that's so 80% of the men said that they would do it all over again. And 50% of the women say they would do it all over again.
Oh, literally right on the nose. I thought it was like 48 or something, or like, you know, a small range.
No.
50%.
50%. Only 50% they would marry the same man. So what do you think that may say?
The men aren't doing good enough is the only correct answer.
Well, would I get in trouble if I said maybe women make bad decisions more often?
I'm sure you would, but I'm not gonna let myself get in trouble by saying the wrong answer.
Okay.
So I will say the right answer on the air.
Okay, I understand.
You're disgusting, but I love you.
Okay. So 50%. So guys, as Jerry Lee Lewis used to say, think about it. Think about it. Or you might not want to ask that question to your wife. Okay, just be careful. Or be careful, and I could also say good luck. All right, here we go. Let's see. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, file along. This movie was based on a novel. It would win 8 Academy Awards with 13 nominations. In 1954, the book was declared unmailable by the United States Post Office. Give me the name of the book or the movie. This movie was based on a novel. It would win 8 Academy Awards, 13 nominations. And in 1954, the book was declared unmailable by the United States Post Office. It had a... I'll give you a hint here.
Okay.
This movie had the iconic beach scene. The iconic beach scene. 238, here we go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Ben-Hur.
No, not Ben-Hur. Been him, been there, done that. Okay, and including a iconic beach scene. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You think you know this one. Let's see here. If I can give you another hint. Well, if I gave you the name of the actors and the actor and actress, I think that would be too easy. But, Okay, the actor had a really nice part of Field of Dreams. Hi, good morning.
The Postman.
Always Rings Twice. That's a great movie. No. But that is a... matter of fact, I think The Postman Always Rings Twice came before this movie. So maybe they stole part of that or the concept of the scene. All right. Yeah, The Postman, you got to watch that movie. That is so good. Hi, good morning.
From Here to Eternity.
Yes, indeed. Burt Lancaster and Deborah Kerr, the famous scene there. Well done, ma'am. May I have your name, please?
Victoria Mahalik.
All right, Victoria, we have you down, and that's a great memory. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Yep, the movie from 1953. Here to Eternity, James Joyce's novel.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The County Board of Supervisors voted to adopt an ordinance reducing the cannabis business tax rate. The rate increased automatically to 8% on July 1st, and this will continue to remain in effect until October 1st. Starting October 1st, this will go back down to 6%. Paso Robles Fire and Police Departments will be celebrating the opening of the new Paso Robles Public Safety Training Center next week on Friday, August 14th, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. The new facility is located at 2924 Union Road. Following the ceremony will be guided tours at the new facility. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Another one, Lady Chatterley's Lover by D.H. Lawrence. Postmaster ordered this book banned in 59 before the publisher won a court ruling. Ulysses, another James Joyce, kept out of the U.S. and blocked from regular distribution in the mail for over a decade. Ruling was overturned in 1993, and there's a couple of others on the list, but we're out of time. We've got two more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, and a whole lot more.
the number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.